Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Marie-Michelle Fredette. And she is from Drummondville Elementary School. And she spearheaded the project at the Drummondville Elementary School for the past 5 years, the Lucan Shaved Head Challenge. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So for our listeners that don't know exactly what the Lucan Shaved Head Challenge is, could you explain it to them?
Yes, no problem. The Lucan is collecting funds for kids who have cancer, and they provide different services such as helping with the families if there are treatments to be done, like having also massage, and they can help with different activities for the kids too when they go through that rough time.
Okay, so how did you come up with the idea for this project? That was 5 years ago.
Yes, it was when my mother died. She was a teacher.
Okay.
And she died of cancer. So I am a teacher, and I thought, okay, I want to do something, so I'll go for the charity challenge.
Oh, that's very good, and definitely you've been a success too at it. Don't have any of the children you encountered in the school had cancer?
Not in our school. We've been lucky for that, mm-hmm. but we've had many children who were affected by cancer in the sense that they had family members who have either had cancer or have passed away of cancer.
Okay, that's understandable. I don't think we know of one family who hasn't been affected by cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us how it works. You had 16 students and two adults.
Yes, and it's great because every year we've done it, the participant increases.
Okay.
And, so the first year we did it in 2010, we were three adults.
Wow.
Kids. And then now we're back, we're at 16 students and two adults. What I do usually is I go from class to class.
Mm-hmm.
And I explain what is the Shaved Head Challenge. Many kids, and they can do it only when they are 7 years old or older.
Okay.
That's the Lucan policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I explain it, and many kids have seen it before, or have seen a brother or sister who's done it. So I get a lot of people that are interested, and they have to discuss it with their parents.
Okay.
To make sure that they can do it. And if the parents want, then they sign a permission slip, and then we start from there.
Okay, so they definitely have to have some kind of written consent.
Yes. It's mandatory.
Okay.
For the younger children.
Good. So you had a couple of girls, too. How many girls and how many boys?
We had two girls this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time that we have two girls, and then we have 14 boys.
Wow, so it's a lot of boys. That's great to see.
Yeah, and it's interesting this year because we've had a lot of firsts.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was the first time we had two girls, but it was also the first time that I had four students giving their hair for the Lucas. So it goes and they made wigs with it.
Okay.
So they need to have long hair to be able to do this. So this year I had two girls and two boys who gave their hair.
Nice. Now, did the girls have quite long hair?
Yes, and the boys too.
Really?
One boy that has grown his hair for almost a year in preparation for the challenge.
Wow.
His hair was as long as the girls.
Wow. So I guess there were some pictures taken before and after too.
Yes, we have tons of pictures.
Oh, that's really nice. Does the Drummondville School have a website?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a website, but we have a Facebook.
Okay.
Which is facebook.com/Drummondville Elementary.
Okay, that's nice. So some of the pictures maybe are on the Facebook too?
Yeah, there's a few pictures.
Excellent. So were the students a bit nervous before it happened? Or?
Quite a few had been doing it for a few years. So I had one or two that have been doing it for 3 years. I even had a kid, a student from high school, that asked to come back to our school to do it with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones that were the first time, they were a little bit nervous.
Right.
But when it starts and the ambience is quite relaxed and warm, so they were fine.
Good. I guess they had a couple of them certainly had a feeling of accomplishment after. Kiri Ann, 11 years old, feels proud of herself. And
yes. yet. Actually, all of them, they feel really proud, and they're really proud of the amount they collected, because this year is the first time that we reached over $8,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it was interesting because during the presentation, we had disclosed the amount, and it wasn't $8,000. So one of the participant grandfather came to me after, and he said, here is the money to make it to $8,000.
Oh, that's really, really nice. Really.
Yeah, we have had a lot of touching moments or people being generous. Yes, it's a positive impact on children. This year we had the spokesperson from Lurica in Drummondville,
mm-hmm.
who is Alex Dallaire,
mm-hmm.
and he's 9 years old.
Okay.
And he's been diagnosed with cancer, now he's in remission. But he was present and he talked to the participants who were getting their head shaved. So it was also, it gives my students a purpose in doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And to see a real person and say, okay, I'm helping him.
Exactly. It brings it real to them, yeah.
Yes.
Makes it real to them, okay. Do you find that it increases the empathy, maybe less bullying altogether in the school to have activities like this?
I know that it brings to the kids who are doing it, it brings a sense of purpose, it brings a sense of helping others.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it reach out to being less bullying,
mm-hmm.
but it sure makes them aware that they are quite lucky to be healthy. And that some other students are not as lucky as them.
Good. Now, you said in the first year how much you collected?
Yeah, the first year?
Mm-hmm.
The first year we collected $1,822.
Okay, $1,822. And this year, your goal, though, was $4,500, and you collected $8,100, is it?
$300, yeah.
Okay.
Because we had some other donation after the event.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Well, over the 5 years we've done it, we've collected over $22,000.
$22,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's quite amazing. It goes only to
Lucan. Okay.
The Shaved Head Challenge, and they redistribute that money only for kids. Children who have cancer.
Okay.
So it doesn't go to the Canadian Cancer Association. It's separate. It's kind of separate.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the children, they had to be 7 and over. What was the average age?
I had 5 kids in grade 2, so they were about 8-9 years old.
Wow.
And I had one or two grade 5, and I had the grade 6. And I had a grade 4.
Okay.
Well, grade 3, 2. So it went from the grade 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, very
interesting.
The most
students were in grade 2.
Okay. Did you yourself take the challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
Give the example.
Right. Do you let your hair grow for a year beforehand?
Yes, I did grow quite fast.
Okay.
It's amazing, but the first few times, the first few days, and the students are experiencing it. It's kind of cool.
In the sense that
we feel the air, the change in weather. Many of them were wearing a toque the following week because it was chillier outside.
Yeah.
So you feel the temperature. It's quite different, but we're lucky our hair grows back.
Well, that's great. Really, I really have to admire the students and you for spearheading the event, and I just think it's wonderful. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No, if I can encourage anyone that has a dollar to spare just to give to Lurica, you can go to the website, or just Google it and say Lurica Shaved Head Challenge, and you can donate there. And all the money goes for children.
Wonderful, wonderful project. Oh, wait, thank you very much, and all the best in the future project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.